Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Coe, the president and CEO with Knox Corporation. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, how are you, Kemp?
I'm good. I've been looking forward to this interview because LVT is the fastest growing category in the global flooring market, and you're one of the top five players. You're based in Seoul, Korea, and you have a factory in Fosdoria, Ohio. You go to the market three different ways. You go to market as an OEM supplier to some of the other major brands in the industry. You also sell private label to distributors, and you also have your own brand under the Knox brand, right?
Yeah, we are selling our LVT globally. Our biggest market is U.S., and then second biggest market is Western Europe. And then we are also selling in Japan and also Asia. So Asian market, we are selling our branded program.
Yeah.
And then U.S. and Western Europe, we are focusing more on OEM and private label.
Can you tell us real quickly a little bit of the history of the company?
Yeah, my father founded this company back in 1994. And we have seven factories in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And then we opened our factory in U.S. back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a site in Korea, also in U.S. And one difference of our company compared to other LVT manufacturers is we actually produce all the components and all the process in-house. So we can provide better quality control and better service lead time to our customer.
Okay. So those people that know this business know that LVT is somewhat of a sandwich. And you have print layers and wear layers and foundation layers, and you produce all of those layers.
Right. So we are doing wear layer, print film, core layer, balance layer, glass fiber. We are also doing our own printing too.
Okay. And just to get a flavor for your business here in the United States, we feel like there are six players that are producing LVT here now. You're one of the six, and tell us what your annual capacity is.
We founded one set of first line back in 2015, and it'll be depending on what kind of product we produce. If you produce a thinner glue down dry bag, we can produce more. If you produce loose lay or click thicker product, we can produce less, but it will be between 70 to 100 million square foot with our current capacity. And this year, we are right now making our second phase investment. We are doubling our capacity of flexible LVT, and we are also adding a so-called rigid production line in U.S.
Okay. So you just said a whole lot there in a couple sentences. Let me go back through that. Currently, your capacity varies depending on whether or not it's a glue-down or a click product, but it's roughly 100 million square feet today. And your plan is to double that capacity. And over what period of time before you get to 200 million square feet of capacity?
We'll start our test production toward the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start test production of our rigid production line from first quarter of next year.
Okay. So up to this point, everything you're making in LVT is what they call flexible LVT. And this next expansion will put you in the rigid business. And you're going to start making that next year. Is that right?
Right. So actually, there was no term about flexible LVT, but because of rigid, I just call it flexible LVT. And in U.S. right now, we are producing all the different kind of flexible LVT from glue down, dry bag, click, loose lay. And this year, we are doubling it, and we are adding rigid also next year.
Okay. And from the market intelligence we get, it appears that it's about a 60-40 market in this country as far as consumption is concerned, with 60% of it being rigid and 40% of it being flexible. Would you agree with that?
I think so. If you look at the commercial market, that ratio will be different. But
right.
If you look at total market, that ratio will be correct.
Okay. So as you get into that, I think there's two different kinds of rigid. There's SPC and WPC. Which area will you be focusing on?
I don't like this term SPC, however,
okay.
If you categorize that way, then our product will be more similar to SPC.
It'll be more like SPC?
Yes.
Okay.
Our SPC widget is different to others. Our product is something in between WPC and SPC. So our widget is as light as WPC, however, as strong as SPC. So it actually has the, we try to have a benefit of both products. So it is lighter but stronger.
Also, just curious, as we mentioned earlier, your market focus to this point has been OEM, private label, and branded. That's your plan for the future as well, right?
Yeah, our focus is we want to provide customized support depending on our customer need. So for our OEM manufacturing customer, we are focusing on design, manufacturing, innovation. For our distributor customer, they may need some kind of marketing support that we also want to be able to provide it. So we want to provide customized support. As a result, we may do a different kind of business model.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. And you're in Fostory, Ohio, in this country. How did you end up there?
Actually, it is from a partnership with this one customer in Fostory, and my father, the owner of this company, has a very close relationship.
Okay.
And then they invited us, and then we actually decided to actually stay there.
Okay, interesting. And most people would know that would be Ropey Holding Company. So your father and Mr. Miller had a great relationship, and that's why you moved there.
Right.
Okay, Dan, it's great to talk to you. Appreciate you giving a little bit more insight about Knox Corporation to our listeners. Again, been talking to Dan Coe, the president and CEO of Knox Corporation, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.